Lamed Chesam and Beis. Okay. Tanya, by the two dots on top, Tanya. Going back to the din of the Mishnah, that Chatos, according to Beis Shammai, two matonas are makif, and according to Beis Hillel, only one maton is makif. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Reb Elazar ben Yankif Emel, Beis Shammai Yemli, Shtei matonis pechatos, Ve'achas pekol hazvochim, number one, matilos. So two matonas by a kol mechatas according to Beis Shammai, one by according to Beis Hillel, by all korbanos, matirois umefaglos. So matirois means it's matir the meat, both for the mizbeach and for the achila, for achilas kohanim. And mefaglos means that, simply it means that there's a whole question if mefaglin b'chatzi matir, which means, can you make a korban pigul in a chatzi matir? So let's say by zrika, for example, if you have a machsheves pigul by one of the zrikas, so that would be called a chatzi matir, because the one zrika, according to Beis Shammai, by chatas doesn't do the job, so it's a chatzi matir. So is it enough that you mefagel a korban in a process of matir, or it has to be a complete matir? So simply the Gemara means that according to Beis Shammai, you need a complete matir. And since they hold that by chatas, two matonas are ma'akev, so for koyin out of machsheva spiegel by one, and a machsheva toiva by the other, then it wouldn't be mefagel. That's simple. No, but that would be a complete matir.
What?
What do you mean another mice?
He's doing the street, but he has mice, the ladies would be one.
Correct. Correct. It would be the same. L'chayre would be the same thing. It's totally in the sugya of Mechashvim, me'avoida la'avoida, but l'chayre would be the same thing. So the Gemara says, but Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel Aymrim, they hold only achashe b'chatas, v'achashe b'chalaz v'achamati. They only hold one of the matonas as ma'akev. And therefore, according to them, mefagelas. Even if you have machsheves pigul by one of the avodas, by one of the zrikas, mefagel the korban. Because it's not a chatzi matir. It's a complete matir. Maskef l'rav v'shaye. So till now we were learning Beis Shammai is l'chumra, Beis Hillel is l'kula. Beis Shammai hold that you need at least two matonas by achatas to make it kosher. According to Beis Hillel, even one matana is enough. So it's from the, it's the standard in Shas, Chumri Beis Shammai Kuli Beis Hillel. But now that you're telling me that according to Beis Shammai, if you have Machsheves Pigul by one of the Zrikas, it's called a Chatzi Matir, therefore the Korban doesn't become Pigul. And according to Beis Hillel does, so it's Kuli Beis Shammai. So Maskev Lo Roshaya, in Cain, according to what you're saying, Lisnaya Gabi Kuli Beis Shammai V'chumri Beis Hillel. So this Mishnah belongs in Idyas. Mesachas Idyas, you have the Kulei Beis Shammai. What's it doing? Oma le'rove ki itchil le'atevich. It's unclear what the Gemara's answer is. Simply it means ki itchil, when they asked the Shailah Meis Medrash, they weren't asking about Pigel. They were asking about the Korban being kosher. So l'gabi that, Beis Shammai was a chumga. In other words, the shaila that came up in the Beis Medrash wasn't the pigul shaila. This was the shaila. And the male is not letting it. The havali be shamay lechumra. In that case, be shamay come to chayis lechumra. And that's the reason why. So it's unclear what the Gemara means. It could be simply the way I just said. The Gemara just means that's how they asked it in the Beis Medrash. Some hold that that's not enough because when Rebbe recorded the Mishnayos, he didn't just base it on what was asked in the Beis Medrash. He based it on Kula and Chumra. So that's why the other way to learn the Gemara is Ki Yitchel is a different Sfar the Gemara saying. And that is Enechanami. If you have one din that has a Kula and a Chumra, and each one is not riding on the other, then Enechanami. Then, if there's a Kula from Beis Shammai, it gets listed in Idyas. Even though Lagabi that halacha, they also have a Chumra, fine, but that will get listed in the Dvarim of Beis Shammai Lekula. However, if you have a Kula from Beis Shammai that can only be Neveya, can only be accomplished through the Chumra, then that's still called a Chumra. That's still called a Chumra. Because otherwise, you could have that all over Shas. Let's say Beis Shammai will pass the korban, Beis Hillel will say the korban's kosher. No. So according to Beis Shammai, that's clearly a chumra. According to Beis Shammai now, if you went and you took the korban outside, you did avoid as chutz, so you won't be chayv, because the pasul korban. Right? So then you could tell me, well, no, oy bazoy, Beis Shammai dechakula. Teretz is, it's not a separate din. It's a toitzah from the chumra. It's not that there happens to be there's a kula and it happens to be that there's a chumra. The chumra itself is a toitzah from the kula. Here the kula is a toitzah from the chumra. The mele b'chahai gav that's not listed as the kulei b'shama. That's what you have to say. It's not listed according to kulei b'shama. Okay. So now the Gemara says the following. This is what we were struggling already by the Mishnah. What's the din of these other zrikas? So we said clearly, we came out that there are really two different ways to understand matona achas kippah in the Mishnah. Sai by all the zvachim, sai by all the kobonas, and sai by chatas according to Beis Shammai. But by all kobonas we have the shat. And that is, how do we treat the other matonas? Once we accept that matona achas kippah, once we accept that idea, that one matana is enough b'di'evet, does that mean that now we look at everything else as ein ma'ak of kapara? Like shirayim. Or, no, there are two tracks, as we explained. There's the track of shvicha. If you do one matana, you're going with that track. And the other track is zrika. So lamais, if you do zrika, you're doing avoid the process of zrika. What? Of course you need all of them. But the question is, how do we treat the three remaining zrikas? So we were medayik in the Rambam that all four is one pair. Meaning if you do all four zrikas, they're all treated as avoida. Because you're not using the shvicha root, you're using the lechatchila root of zrika. The Torah was machadish, and even without zrika you have a kapara. But the question is now, so now do we look at the four zrikas as, okay, so they're all makif. Because in this process, they're makif. You understand? It's different than, let's say, shvicha shirayim. Because shvicha shirayim is a process that's not makif. It's already after kapara is over. But now you're going with the root of zrika, and now your kapara is going to be a kapara of zrika. You understand? So it's a little bit of it's a modna situation here. On the one hand, if you would stop now, then we would say the carbon is over, and it's not makif kapara. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you could say, but I didn't stop now. So lamais, I did do a zrika process. In the zrika process, this is makif, it's makif the kapara of zrika. It's true, if I would have stopped, I could have cashed in another kapara, using a different formula. But lamais, I'm not doing that. So Melech makes it very complex. How do we treat the three zrikas? Look, I'll be all halachas. Do we treat the three zrikas as avoid the sheni ma'akev kapora. Because l'maisa, I don't have to do it to get a kapora. What do we say? Well, in the kapora, like the choosing, it is ma'akev kapora. No, it's not. The whole Shvicha Kapora is a B'dievet. And once you got a Kapora from Shvicha, you can't do Zrik anymore. That's like the case we gave with if you pick up a Shvacha Esrik and you yates it and you pick up a beautiful one. It's too late. So it doesn't work. So the Gemara says like this, Amar B'yechen, Shalosh Matonoi Shebechatos. The three Matonoi Shebechatos. And this is Lav Davke by Chatos. This potentially could be by all carbon oil. This could be by carbon oil too. Meaning, any carbon that has multiple matonos. Happens to be, we're talking about chattas now. Okay, why are we talking about chattas? Because chattas has another chiddush, which we'll see. But so he says, Einon bois belayl. Meaning, you may think that since it's not makif kapora, because I could have done just one Zrikin, I would have gotten a kapora. So now let me treat it like Aktoras Eivorim, let's say, for example. Which you could do Balayla. Right? And if we're going to now be Medayik and Rashi like that. We're going to be Medayik and Rashi like that. Because Rashi has to come into a whole... Lachari, you could say very simple. It's possible Balayla, because there's a Pasuk governing all of Kachim, B'yoyim Tzavoyse. From B'yoyim Tzavoyse we learn that avoid is possible balayla. Okay. Period. So that should be good enough of a reason why you can't do it balayla. Just like Azor can't do it. Because he's possible. Azor is possible for avoid. So Laila is possible for avoid. That should be enough of a reason for the Gemara. Right? When the Gemara says you can't do it balayla, the three Zrikas you can't do balayla because it's an avoid. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi gives a whole shtickel teh. He says, the reason why it's Einon bois belayla, Dr. Rashi, is because dam is nifsal belayla, b'shkiya sachame. It's a modern Rashi, that Rashi has to come out to such a stickle tail. Rashi says, Einon bois belayla, fa'afa pi she'einon ma'akfim. Now again, he doesn't use the lashon Einon ma'akfim kapora. The reason why he doesn't use the Losh Eini Ma'ak for Kapora is because the Kapora that you're choosing, it is Ma'ak of that Kapora. Yes, you. So he says, Eini Ma'ak fin. If I would stop now, I still would have reason. Zok Rashi, still in all, it's a V'afa Pishe Ma'ak fin. Now he has a word here. The Lav Zriko Gemuri. What in the world does that mean? It's not a full Zrika. It's not a full Zrika. Of course it's a full Zrika. So it says, Halach of a Matan Dalit. The Torah required me to spritz the blood four times. Rashi uses a very strange lashon here. He says, Lav Zrika Gemuri, it's not a complete Zrika. And therefore Rashi is arguing that it should be kosher belayla. Should be allowed to do it at night. So Rashi name. Why not? Miu dam nifsal b'shkir zachamad l'kamon. You can't go ahead and put this dam on the mizbeach lechatchila. So the Shita Mekubetzes says, bothered, what does it mean? So the Shita says, Mailin psulin legabi mizbeach. Meaning what the Shita means to say is, what does that mean? You can't be mailin lechatchila. Monashuch, if Laila is not mark of this kind of flimsy zrika, so do it. And if Laila is mark of this kind of zrika, so what do you mean lechatchila? What's the lechatchila? What's the b'diavad? What's going on? So the Shita says that ein ma'ilim psulim al gabi mizbech. The whole thing sounds like we're going down a... What do you mean ein ma'ilim? Even the Zrika is kosher b'layla, the Zrika is possible b'layla. Why are we going off the road here? This is talk language. Talk straight kosher language. Ein zarkim b'layla d'chsiv b'yayim tzavayza. Right? So then, if there's no problem with Yom Tzavos, and it's like Evarim, so it's not Psulim Lagabi Mizbech. Memanav Shach. Lachar Memanav Shach. But that's what Rashi says here. So everybody schwitzes on this Rashi. What does Rashi mean? I mean, the Gemara lists several other items. Ein bois balayla, ubois lachamisa, which, by the way, that's why we gave the case of Chatas. Because Chatas is unique that Chatas shemesu ba'aleh is lemisas. See, in Oilo, shemesu ba'aleh doesn't go lemisa. You bring it. Ha'isha shevisa chatoso mesu yaviu yoshem elos. So an oiler doesn't go lemisa after if the bialim die. So the reason why we picked the case of chatas here to begin with is because normally a chatas shemesu baleo is lemisa aslo, right? But here, this is bolach hamisa. Now here we also have a very big problem with this, right? Rashi basically says that the reason why it's bois lach hamisa im nosa maton rishen mesu baleo kvar kipper berishen. And therefore, why boys lachamisa? And what? Simply, the Gemara's mashma that you continue the zrika. That's the simple mashma. What does it mean, boys lachamisa? Simply, it means what you're not. There's nothing to do anymore mitzad the korban except for zrika, right? So, boys lachamisa simply means you continue this week. Why do you continue this week? For who, for what, for when? The Bailam Amesu. The reason why, if they wouldn't have done one Zrika yet, the Karm would have been puzzled, is because it's a Chata Shemesu Balel. Right? The reason why it's not a Chata Shemesu Balel is because they already got a Kapara from the first Matana. That's what Rashi's telling us. Right? So if they got a Kapara from the first Matana, so what are you doing? Mom says, so what are you doing now? Meaning, it's not Dome Moilo because the Chatas is Bola Kapola. Chatas is Bola Kapora. So if you're telling me, well, once the Bailam died, the process ends, so it's like you did one Matana and you ended it, it's like Shviche. So why do the other Gimel Matanas? So Taka, there are some Achronim that learn, because of this kasha l'chayra, that ain't a boys lachamisa means the kahanim could eat the meat. They move him gone to mizbeach. Ain't a chanami. That's not the mashmois. Ain't a chanami. Because really, what happened here is it's like you only had one matana. You only had one matana. Taka koy the Beis Shammai. Obviously, the korban would be possible because Beis Shammai hold by chatas you need two matanas. So this halacha would hold true according to Beis Shammai after the second zrika, right? But after the first zrika, taka doesn't work. Taka doesn't work according to Beis Shammai. And according to Beis Hillel, it's only kosher.
So what would be the problem?
Al tshviche. So taka, you don't need to do any more matanas. So even though it says boys.
And if you do it, it's no worse than saying Hillel, right?
What do you mean? The Beis Hamikdash is not Lahavdil. The Beis Hamikdash is not a Lahavdil of football field. We don't work that way. We don't say Beis Hamikdash do avoid with no stam. There's no such thing. Meaning, either there is or there's not. Now, if there's no din zrika, you're not allowed to do zrika. Shalai. It's like it's even potentially could be a shalom bal toisef. That's how far it could be. It could be as bad as a bal toisef potentially. I once had such a chakira. Because the halacha normally is if you take a kolm that's supposed to have matan shtayim, and you do matan dalet, that's bal toisef. That's all sugi neirivin. If you have the blood gets mixed up, so we can actually analyze that if you had a kolm that was dams vochecha yishofech that became possible for zrika, it's only kosher al dams vochecha yishofech. And according to the Rambam now, the zrika process closed down, and you go now and you're moisef zrikas. Could be even bal toisef. Not only you're not allowed to do it, it could be a shalom of the guys.
But why did you ask even more questions? Regularly, you have four zrikas, according to the Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, the first one and the second one, whatever. Why should you, in a regular, normal, practice zrika, why should you do the last two or three?
Because I never broke the zrika process.
So what? But you were already mechapen, that's the whole point.
I wasn't mechapen. I was only mechapen with shvich if I stop. But Zrika Act doesn't remember we went through this last week. The Rambam clumpers everything together. that as long as you didn't do four zrikas, it's only a kiyum of dams v'checha yishavich. You're not being, you mevatel mitzvah zrika. There's a mitzvah called zrika. Right? If you don't do the proper regimen that the Torah required, you're mevatel zrika. It's not shalom baltois, you have a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv gomer. Meaning if you stop after one zrika, you say, okay, I'm done. So the bezin would be koifin you, als koifin ala mitzvahs. You have to do. There's no such thing as voluntarily doing one zrika by a chatas according to Beishama Yom Beisil. Right? You have an absolute chiv deraisa to do the full regimen that the Torah required. If you did not, right? Or the blood spilled, so you have no more dam left. Yeah, say nechaname. So now you have a kiyum of dams v'checha yishofech. But the zrika process has been destroyed. So all I'm saying is that if the Bailam died after the first zrika, therefore negating the possibility of the kapora to continue, because they're dead. So now, as the Rambam states, either you have a zrika process of kapora, or you have a shvicha process of kapora. So now that you can't finish the zrikas of kapora because the Bailam are dead, the ain't kapora lemesim. So whatever kapora the Bailam have, is signed, sealed, and delivered. That's the kapora that the Bailam have. So the following zrikas are not a zrika of kapora. By a chatas, it's only ball the kapora. There's no such thing as a zrika l'ritzri shaloi l'kapora. That animal doesn't exist. So memela, right now, you're stuck. So you're stuck with a shvicha. No problem, kosher karm. There's no Indian how to do any more zrikas. And all I'm telling you is, potentially it could be even an isur gomer to do zrikas. But for sure there won't be a din of boys. Again, because of this, there are some achronim that learn, ein achanami. When the Gemara here says, boys lachar misa, the Gemara means, boys, you can eat the meat. Doesn't mean the way you simply read, continue the process. Doesn't mean that. But we'll see, we have a mahalach to learn the Gemara kapshuta. The Gemara says, now here, Reb Chaim Brisk is very bothered by this. He's bothered that since you're not doing, similar to what we're asking by Chatas, since you're not doing any more than one zrika, obviously, you did one zrika, now you took the blood outside. Right? The moment you take the blood outside, so the blood now is Shechayim. Right? Shechayim. Because the blood now is not royal zrika anymore. Now you have a kapora from the original zrika that you did, which was dam zvachecha yishavach. So this is shechayim. Right? So on shechayim, there's no chiyuv alo bachutz. That's Chaim's akasha. So Chaim wants to say, L'chayr doesn't help so much, but he wants to say, we're talking about a case, you makabel the dam in multiple cases. Each kois is roi for a zrika, a separate zrika. And this kois you didn't spritz from at all. So it remains with its original halacha. He says, let me just pull up the Reb Chaim, it's in Maisa Kobonis, Perek Yutes. Zogt Reb Chaim, zogt kibel adam b'shtei koises, v'nosa al matonu rishoyne me'achas me'er. Yeah. The kibon shein kan meise zrike klapi adam she bekois hashniye loichalul of din shirai. The kibon she roi lzrike bifnim memele chay val zrikose bachutz. That's what he wants to say. Tremendous chiddush. Because l'chayr you could arguably say, who cares if it's in one kois or two koises? Once you had one zrike, you go outside, it's a shirayim. It's all shirayim. What? Shirayim because there's no longer royal kapar anymore. Ain't a chanami. Okay, v'amaylam in bachutz chayim. Rav Papa says, You have two, meaning some halachas, we treat the three zrikas of chatas like it's still part of zrika, because as we said, it's a little bit of an androgynous. On the one hand, it's part of the zrika process. On the other hand, if you don't do the zrika process, it's not makif, which Rashi calls it a not a zrika gemura, whatever that means. It's a zrika, but it's not a zrika gemura. So he says there are three, yesh meim kitzchilosam, v'yesh meim kesoifam. Bekitzel lagabi, some halachas, we look at the blood after you did one zrika, like it's still in the zrika process, just like you were holding before the first zrika. And lagabi, some halachas, we look at it like it's shirayim already. And he explains which ones. He says, which one is kitzchilosam? V'yesh meim kesoifam. Lagabi chutz, we just said, we look at it like it's the beginning. Lagabi lailu, we just said, that's possible. Lagabi Zoros, if Yisrael would spritz the blood, Chayiv Nisan. Yeah? Klisharis, you need a Klisharis. Karen has to be on the corner. Be'etzba, you have to do it with a finger for Mekayim Zlika. If it spritzes on a garment, Kibus, it needs, the garment has to be laundered, with the halachas we'll see later on. And Shirayim, that the leftover of the blood, meaning Reb Chaim's case, you makabel the blood in four kaisis. The blood of each one of the kaisis makes shirayim. Meaning each zrika is enough of a zrika to trigger that the remaining blood is shirayim and has to go wherever shirayim go. That's what he says. Now, these are all kitchilosim. But the following halachas, it's like sefer. Misa, if the owner of the carbon died, it's not a chata shemesu balel. Loi sharia, it's not matter, the blood in the imurim, because it already became mutri after the first zrika, which we have a problem with as we discussed. Loi mefagla, it's not mefagla. That also we have difficulty understanding. Why is it not mefagla? Now that I picked this zrika process, so now this is a matter. Why isn't this a matter? Loi mefagla. And if this blood would go inside to the heichal, it wouldn't make it possible. Kesef. So lagabi these halachas, it's kesef. So some halachas we treat it like it's holding still before the first zrika. And lagabi some halachas we treat it like the zrika was already accomplished. He doesn't explain what the gedarim are, but it's like I was saying, it's a little bit of an androgynous. Because on the one hand, now, but L'chayra, the svar is nice, eh? That once you go with this process, so now it's a zrika process. Now it is a matir. Because I didn't go with shvich. I went this way. I mean, that's the, why is a zor chayiv misa? Because it's zrika. Right? Why does it create shirayim? Because it's zrika. I mean, why is Lila apostle? Simply because it's zrika. Again, Rashi switched that. Rashi said Laila's puzzle because Dam Nifsal Bishki is Acham. That's what Rashi says. You have to know why. But Rashi doesn't say it's puzzle Al-Tavoyda Balaila. It's puzzle because of Dam Nifsal Bishki is Acham. These are all Kesef. Now, Rav Papa says, how do I know that the Dam, for some reason he feels his biggest Chiddush, was the fact that if the blood spritzed on a beggar, after Zrika, it still needs kibbutz. After the first Zrika. He says, how do I know that halacha? Because it says clearly that none, and the Mishnah says later on, Sadi Gimel, nitas menatzav ala beggar, ain't it on kibbutz. If the blood spritzes from the neck of the animal, you don't need kibbutz, because it's not yet royal Zrika. Mina keren, if it spritzes from the keren, umina yisoid also ain't on kibbutz, because the blood was already spritzed. Ha mina royal keren, torn kibbutz. The fact that it says only if the blood spritzed from the keren, meaning if I already spritzed the blood, is mashma any blood that's awaiting to be spritzed on the keren, does need kibbutz. So mela, that's a raya, ha, that's a raya, a royal keren, torn kibbutz. That's the Gemara. Okay. So let's try to get a little bit of a handle on Kibbutz and Mitzvah Shem we'll go into next week. It's a big sugya on its own. You say this like a Kachem sugya, just trying to get a better understanding, what is the gather of the dam after you spritzed one zrika? Clearly, like we said, there's two ways to look at it. Ultimately, the conclusion of the Gemara is almost makes it more complicated. Because I could hear either way. I could hear you could say, you know what? In order for zrika to be a whole zrika, has to be Mak of Kapara. Has to be that there was no other way out. The fact that there's another way out, even though you didn't choose to go that way. You didn't choose to go out that door, you choose to go out this way. Not just you choose. There was a mitzvah to go this way. There was a chiv to go this way. But you could have had a kapara going the other way. Doesn't make a chiluk. I would have no problem if that would be the maskon of the Gemara. Maskon is like Gemara, dam after zrika rishayna is like shirayim. No problem. I don't have a problem to go the other way. No. Ain't a chanami. You could have had a kapor with shvicha shirayim. With shvicha. Making one zrika, which is not even a kiyum really of zrika, like with madayik. But lamaisa, now that you didn't go that route, so you're being moderate through zrika, so now it's zrika. We don't look at that route. That was that way. You went this way. In this process, it's a regular zrika process. I have no problem to go that way also. I could look at it both ways. But the Gemara is saying, the Gemara is saying, it's almost a maman of shach. If we reckon zich, if we consider the fact, what we could have done to be part of the thinking process, so then it should be shirayim legamre. It should be treated like shirayim. And if we don't take into account what the route that we could have gone, right? And we just take account what we did do, the procedure that we did do, so now we're holding a middle zrika. And basically, Rav Papa saying, yeah, Lagabi, some things I look at it like this, and Lagabi, some things I look at it like that. And even more than that, he's saying the heftz of the dam is mamish regular dam, and needs kibbutz like regular dam kosher, like dam zrika. There's no difference. He seems to be saying the heftz of the blood is the same, which is exactly where I'm going. That's mamish where I'm going. Because if you look at the whole sugya, Rav Papa is zeroing in on the dam. From all the halachas that he taught us, look, I'll be this, it's like this. He zeroed in on one point. The fact that the blood that gets spritzed on a beged needs kibbutz. Mino amin Allah. How do I know that halach? And the whole sugya tans tahum kibbutz, right? Why is kibbutz the dominant character in the sugya? Kibbutz. Kibbutz. The fact that you see, I'll bring you a raya that even after the blood was spritzed once, if it spritzes on a beged, the beggar needs to be laundered like any beggar that was spritzed by Dam Kutch. Right? What's he trying to establish? So Rabbi said, I think that the Hezbrah Dover, you could say, is like this. As we said, there's really two mahalchot. One approach to take is, we look at this, what kapara you could have had. And there's no question that if you would have only done one zrika, you would have had a shvicha, and it would have been the end of the story, and everything would have been, and the kohen would have left, and the blood you would have spilled down the drain. Let's say the carbon would be kosher, the kahanim could eat kapora, everything would be. We wouldn't be talking. But lamaisa, you didn't do that. Lamaisa, you didn't do that. And there's no question that you could have gone that way, but you didn't. You could have. When I say you could have, I mean you were allowed. You could have. It was possible to go that way. You didn't go that way. There's no question that now that I didn't go that route, there's a zrika now. There's a mitzvah zrika. And that's the route that I took. So what's really the nekuda? The nekuda of the Gemara is like this. Lagabi the Bailam, Ma'akav Kapora means Pshuta Kamashmai. That there was no other way for me to get a Kapora. There's two characters here. There's the Korban and there's the Bailam. These are two separate issues. By most Korbanos, in fact, if the Bailam are out of the picture, we still do with the Korban what we have to do with the Korban. Somebody's Makdash Shlomim and he dies. There's a Din Al Shlomim. The Korban almost has its own Shulchan Aruch. The Korban has a Shulchan Aruch hanging from its neck, a Kameh. You have to do what you do with the Korban. Then there's a din bialim. That's how Zvachim started. Kol Zvachim shenis b'chush lo yishmohom. Kshegin. Lo ba'am Hashem choyva. That means the shlomim is a shlomim. Right? You bialim, you're out of the picture. So much so that we had from Abchatzkel Abramsky at Tzad. That once you do a shini, once you do a karm shalei lishma, you don't even have to any longer do it l'shem bailam. You have to do it l'shem the carbon, but according to him, you don't have to do it l'shem bailam because the bailam are out. The carbon is still a carbon. Right? On the other hand, you have the bailam. So you have the bailam and you have the carbon. There's two different things. Now, what I believe the sikum of where the Gemara is going is that there's a yachloiku here. In order for something to be called ma'akev kapara, as far as the bialim are concerned, it has to be that there's a zika, like you say, by yibum there's a zika, right? Something called a zika. There has to be a zika's bialim. In order for it to be called that the bialim are ma'akev kapara, means the bialim need this for the kapara. The bialim don't need this for kapara. Once you did one zika, the bialim could retire. Taka by Chatas, the guy died, he retired. Ultimate retired. He retired. He's out of picture. So that means we cannot say, klapi the Bailam, that once Zrika happened, it's still called Makav Kapar. It's not. Ah, you tell me, yeah, but Rabbi Yisai, it's a Shulchan Aruch. The Behemah has a Shulchan Aruch. You have to do Aleph Beis. It's true. But the Bailam says, what's the miracle? Don't get me into your problems. You in the Beis HaMikdash, you work out your issues there. You have a Kohen, you have a Lishkas HaGozes, you have Dayonim. They'll work out the Shulchan Aruch from the Behemoth. I could retire. My Korban was brought. Kapara I have. Okay? Done. So the Shaila is like this. True. But do we say that since Klapi the Behemoth, there's a Din Zrike, didn't finish the Avodah, Klapi the Behemoth. And Memela, in that nekudas to behemah, it's called makev. Mitzad the koton, it's called makev. Rabbi say now it's beautiful. Rashi says lav zrika gemuri. Rashi means this: if we look at the zrika lagabi the bialim, lav zrika. If we look at the zrika klapi the korban, yes zrika. That's the pshat. Lav zrika gemuri. It's not a zrika gemura. It's a zrika, but it's not a zrika gemura like a regular zrika with his zikas bialim. There's a zikas bialim. There's no zikas bialim. Right. Oh. So now it's very geschmack. That's why if the bialim died, you finish the zrika. Why? Why? Because no difference of bialim were here. No, but the biggest try is there's no difference if the bialim didn't die. If the bialim didn't die anyway, the zrika's shniyah, shlishah, viz is not a zikas bialim. So that means that the Torah was mechadish by the Korban Chatas. That once you did one zrika, right? The Korban continues. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because the Tanai that Chatas needs Bailim is only in as much that the Chatas didn't accomplish its function. But once the Chatas, and if you look at all the Gemaras and Shas that talk about Chatas, Chatas is the Kaparaba. Kaparaba. So it's the Kaparaba. Needs to have that element. Once the Chatas has accomplished that task, it's a Kosher Chatas. Once it's a Kosher Chatas, now it has its own Shulchan Aruch. And its own Shulchan Aruch is Mechayev that you have to finish. You have to finish all the Dalet Avodah. Comes Rav Papa and he says, the main chiddush that I have to tell you is to prove to you that the carbon of the carbon is still in process. My raya is Torn Kibbutz. Because that's not looking at the bialim, that's looking at, that's Lahavdil laboratory, looking at the dam. Exactly. That's why Rav Papa redirects us to Kibbutz. Because kibbutz is a way of isolating the bialim, just looking at the blood. What is this halachic scientific status of the dam? And once we can prove that the dam is called zrika dam, it proves to us that mitzad the korban is still in process. Okay, we'll stop here today, but mamshach next week. Huh? Mitzad what? Right now, you have to finish the Zrika. If you stopped, then, in other words, if you broke the Zrika process, he could eat it. But now he can't eat it. Kol zman des damit, it is a chiv Zrika kenesh das. Yeah. Because I need a matir. The matir is still in the middle. Mitzad the korban, the matir is still in the middle. The koyin ketaka eat if the dam would become any royal zrika nishpach then it becomes avoid the zohar.
So the matir is not out the kapara.
Yeah. This is, we're gonna have to go into pigul. We're gonna have to tie everything. And now it's just, exactly. This is just agdome to the maskon of the sugi.
Yeah.